Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. The New Mexico Senate approved confidentiality provisions Monday for aerospace companies working out of the taxpayer-funded spaceport here in southern New Mexico. Exceptions to state open records laws for trade secrets and sensitive financial information about tenants at Spaceport America cleared the Senate on a 35-5 vote. Senator William Burt of Alamogordo, the sponsor of the bill, told Senate colleagues that the secrecy provisions won't obstruct financial audits of the New Mexico Spaceport Authority and are bound to help attract prospective clients. The New Mexico Foundation for Open Government says the proposed restrictions on public records would keep secret the names of companies doing business with the spaceport and the financial terms of individual contracts, undermining accountability and financial oversight. The bill now moves to the House with a 3-day window for approval before lawmakers adjourn. Congress passed a 2-year budget deal last week, but they failed to come up with an agreement on immigration and the fate of DACA recipients. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals relief provided by the Obama administration. President Trump ordered an end to the DACA program on March 5th, and protesters are calling on Congress to quickly come up with an agreement. Marisa DeMarco talked with protesters last week at the Albuquerque offices of U.S. Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich.
Ole, 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 ole. Dream Act! Dream Act!
About 50 people, many of them educators, marched in the intersection holding signs that read, "Don't deport our students," and "Congress must act now."
I am Selene Vences Ortiz, and I'm here today to demand Congress to pass a Clean Dream Act and to also hold our Senators Heinrich and Udall accountable for failing us.
So what would you like to see Heinrich and Udall do?
I would like them to step up and defend their community. I would like them to help other Democrats pass a Clean Dream Act. Personally, it affects my family, it affects my community, it affects my peers. I see them, how they're struggling, how they're working multiple jobs, and at the same time going to school. This is why it's important to have our educators here out as well, because we're fighting for our humanity, and we're fighting for our dignity, and that gets exhausting mentally and physically.
What does this kind of uncertainty feel like with all of this up in the air?
Well, there's a lot of anxiety going around in the immigrant community, and this does incite fear because we don't know what's going to happen. If you think about it this way, waking up one morning, going to school, taking your exams, trying to get your licensure, trying to do what you need to do to graduate, do you think you can really concentrate if you don't know if you're going to be in the country at the end of the week? This uncertainty is hard, and it's the fact that our senators failed us hurts.
My name is Katie Holscher. I'm a professor, faculty at University of New Mexico. I think in order to support my students, I need to be fighting for a Clean Dream Act so that they feel safe to pursue their education and they feel like their families are safe when they're doing it too. As educators, our jobs don't stop in the classroom. It's just made me more politically aware than I've been in my entire life. We're here because we feel like the DREAM Act has gotten pushed to the side, particularly with this budget stuff going on. We think it needs to be at the forefront of what our senators are talking about. We think that they can't compromise. It's important that Dreamers are not used as bargaining chips in political processes, and that as senators from New Mexico, they take a really strong stand in pushing for a clean, uncompromised Dream Act.
Our streets! Vehicles pulled up to the intersection and then turned around, except for one. The driver laid on his horn and nosed his big truck into the demonstrators, pushing them forward several times before police arrived. The protest continued on the sidewalk.
I'm Elizabeth Hutchison. I'm a professor in the History Department and director of Feminist Research Institute. The University of New Mexico is an incredible place for a lot of reasons, and one of the most important parts of our job is to support and educate everyone who comes through our gates. And our Dreamers are an incredibly important part of our student body, and we, the faculty and staff, have expressed our support for them, and we want to keep expressing it.
My name is Gabriela Hernandez, and I'm here today because I'm undocumented, unafraid, queer, and unashamed, and I'm here to send one clear message to both our senators, Heinrich and Udall, that is not okay. They need to stand with immigrant youth. They need to stand with the right side of history. Every single day, our community is getting deported. Every single day, our youth are being scared and being separated. I myself, my father got deported when I was 15. My cousin just got deported a couple weeks ago. It is not okay that our families have been going to separations and this hardship. And they need to realize that we're not alone, and there's hundreds of us, and the people in New Mexico stands with us. They publicly came out saying that they were going to support DREAM and they're going to prioritize a DREAM on any CR bill, and that is not what they have been showing.
What does it mean to you to have educators out here today?
Education has been a safe space for a lot of undocumented people, for undocumented youth, and educators has been one of our main allies to support us, to understand us, because they are with us in the classrooms to raise us, to teach us, and to follow our dreams, right?
That was Marisa DeMarco reporting.